Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, I can hear you much more better now.
Great.
Fantastic. Okay, yes. So I was saying that we were discussing about your book earlier on the live chat, and I guess you have some questions for me. You wanted to jump over the phone, so yes, I'm here with you. Go ahead.
Can you just kind of walk me through the process and what all comes with the fee that we discussed?
Okay, sure. I'll repeat that fee again as a quick follow-up. Okay, now what we discussed over here was for ghostwriting one of your books. That is a fictional story, what I understand, and it's a fictional tale. Now, the process is very simple. First of all, we'll go ahead and get you on board by completing the order process and by signing up the NDA. Once you go and do that, I'll be connecting you with the writing team. The writing team would give you a couple of questionnaires. We'll go ahead and interview you, all right, just to go and learn more about the story. It's possible that one phone call might not be enough, so there will be multiple phone calls that will be scheduled, and that will be done back and forth until you and the writer sync on one page. And once that will be done, they would start the writing part for you. First, they would come up with an outline to give you the book flow, how the book is getting divided in how many chapters it's getting divided in, how many page counts required, everything. You know, the book flow would give you a better idea. And once you approve the book flow, the outline, they would move on towards the next part, that is the writing part for you. Now, every 4 to 5 days, that means every week, you would get a chapter. Review that, tell us we're working in the right direction. If not, you can request for revisions as many times as you want until you're completely satisfied. And once you approve that specific portion, then move on to the next part. Writing the second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter, and so on and so forth, they would help you complete the complete book. Make sense? Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm listening. That makes great sense.
There are different options that you have available. Let's say throughout the process, if things do not work out, you have options for revision. You can make us work back and forth on any step you like, all right, until you're not completely satisfied, you do not move on to the next part. It's possible, you know, in worst-case scenarios, that revisions are not helping out. So you can request a writing team to be changed. Another team would be hired. Another team would be working on the book, all right? And, of course, we'll try to go and satisfy you in case if you're not able to do that through both the options, you're liable for 100% refund. That means whatever job you have done, whatever is written, you keep that, you keep the money as well. But in 90% cases, it does not happen. Revisions, mostly in most of the cases, 90% cases, revisions cater it easily. Worst case scenario, a different team caters their revisions easily too. So I've never seen clients going on refund unless they're not, you know, if there's no such emergency that they're going through or there are certain issues that they're facing. Let's say, for example, they're short with money. They need the money right now for sure. So we refund them right then and there. You know, if you're not satisfied, there's no point of continuing it further. That's how it is.
Okay. Well, I very much doubt that that would happen. So that sounds great. And then what about, so I have been looking, unfortunately, I have a computer that got bugged and so it totally fried. And after we spoke, I've been looking on, my other computer and I don't think I have any of the stuff that I've written before. So when interviewing with these people, could I explain to them the story? Would that be sufficient?
Absolutely. Throw out all the information that you have in mind. They would help you flush out unnecessary information. You'll use the necessary information. First, they would give you All right, let's say if I get you started now, so I'll give you a questionnaire once we complete the order process. So you sit on the weekend, take your time, fill out the questionnaire at your ease, put down the maximum information that you can over the paper so that they have a base to speak with you. They know what they're about to speak. You know, they know what the book is all about. So throw out the maximum information, and then the writing team would help you flush out unnecessary information and use the necessary information. So suggestions, creative ideas, brainstorming with you will all be a part of the process.
Okay, well, that may segue into my last question, which was, and so as I said earlier, I don't really have an ending. So we can work through and try to come up with an ending together?
Absolutely. A perfect ending would be part of the process, all right? Whatever is required, all right, the finishing end line. See, every story does not start with once upon a day. and does not end on happy endings. You know, there are different things that you need to add in the book, all right? Sometimes you might have seen Netflix series, you know. How does that move? Is that you add cliffhangers to the story that keeps the reader's eyes to the book. So if it's a fictional tale, this would be an important element to use. We would have to add cliffhangers, different moves, all right, that could actually keep the reader's eyes on the book.
And Daniel, do you live in New York?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a really it has to do with the book. That's why I'm asking you. Okay, I'm not interviewing you. This is actually helping me.
No.
Typical. I have no idea the circumstances of what you live in, but just your typical monthly power bill. Approximately, how much is it?
For the company, like if I give you a rough idea, I would say last year in 2021 we published over 3,500 books.
Oh, no! I'm sorry, you didn't understand what I meant. It's my fault. No, I know this is very random. What I'm asking you, I know that this is very, very random.
Okay.
But I actually was hoping you could tell me. I'm asking you, Daniel, not the company.
Okay.
wherever it is that you live in New York, I don't know where you live in New York, but wherever you live in New York City, right? Somewhere around New York City?
Indeed.
Okay. Can you tell me about approximately how much your power bill, your electricity bill every month is, approximately?
Well, to be honest, I've never calculated that in detail because I do not live alone. I have a family that I live with. So I would
I got
say 500 almost, 5 to 600 is something. Because
yeah,
I
that's what I would think
of that.
And so you wouldn't know, like, your water also and
that's,
your gas bill?
That completely goes to my wife. She's the one that
handles
everything.
Okay, I hear you. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, okay. So is everybody that would be on the team, would they all be around in New York or are they all around the country? Because, I mean, you can do this job remotely.
This is exactly how different companies work. But, no, we over here are based in New York, all right? The company is in-house. We do not outsource our work. Yes, remotely the work is taken care of because, you know, over here in this COVID situation, how things were, we were working remotely earlier. It's like 2 weeks we are back in our offices, but 90% of the writers are still working remotely from their places.
Yeah, but again, these are in-house.
It's not that we are remotely outsourcing it to people outside the country or maybe to different people who are not situated or, you know, we are hiring people on board just to work on this book. It's not like that. We have a complete team in-house, and they take care of everything.
And what is your website, your company's website?
It's Content Hub, LLC.
Content Hub.
C-O-N-T-E-N-T. Then it's Hub, H-U-B, and then you have LLC.
Yep. LLC.
Yep, .com.
Gotcha, okay. Okay, well, you sold me. What's the next steps?
All right. So the next step is to go and bring you on board. That is to complete the order process online, the payment part. As soon as that will be done, I'll deliver you the agreement with the paid invoice. You sign it. You would send it to us. As soon as I'll receive the agreement, I'll give you a questionnaire form, and then you would sit back on the weekend, fill it out, send it to your writing team. In the meanwhile, before you receive a questionnaire, you would be connected with your writing team. So your account manager would be over the phone with you, the assigned account manager who would help you manage everything, would speak to you, would welcome you on board just for a quick 5 minutes, and would explain you a bit about our processes because we work over here on our portals, all right? We have a portal where you, your writer, your designer, your marketer, your publisher, everyone is available on one platform for our communication. So she would introduce you to the portal, and she'll be done from the part. Then you would sit down, fill out the questionnaires, send it to us. We'll review that, take the phone call, and, you know, take it from there.
Do you guys, so when we're finished, I was reading through something that I think that you sent me. So do you guys put it up on Audible and stuff if I want you to or no?
Yes, of course. If you read my email, if you go to the elite package that we were talking about earlier, it holds maximum services that we actually offer, that we can offer, all right, to our clients. Let me just open up the email too. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on here. Let me go get it.
Yep, you can open up the email too. In the meanwhile, I'll open up to.
Okay, so for the $1,050, what will I get when we're done, when it's finished? Okay. Just a simple, like an electronic version of the book?
Yes, electronic version of the book with the book cover. Book cover services included in the package, so writing, editing, proofreading, formatting, and book cover designing will be catered from our side. At the end of the day, once we're done with the job, your book will be ready for publishing directly. Either you can hand it over to an online publisher, let's say Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, to publish it over there. You can take it to a local printer, right, for printing, and you know, use it for your purpose, or maybe you can take it to traditional publishing. That is an option. But all these services, you know, once we're halfway on the book, all right, our team will be in touch with you. They would give you an idea of what could be your next steps once the book is done. Either we should go for pre-release marketing, or either we should just publish the book on Barnes & Noble, or either we should start with post-marketing once the book is published. So these tactics will be discussed with you once, you know, we are halfway done on the book. The marketing team will do their research, and then they will get back to you with the updated results, whatsoever it will be.
And do I understand, did I read, let me see if I read it somewhere here, is the arrangement 50% down now and 50% at another place?
I didn't understand that. 50% now and 50% on
for the fee. Sorry, for the fee. You have, it says installment plans. You can pay two installments, 50% up front and 50%
after you get email. Yes, you can do that. We have a payment plan available. Either you can pay 50% up front, 50% on completion. Either you can pay 60% up front, 20% once half of the book is done, and 20% on completion. Or you can go with a one-off payment that's a hefty discount that I've actually offered. So the discounted cost will be requested up front, but if you're going with the regular cost, let's say that's $2,500, there is no more discounts, so you go with the payment plan if you like to.
So if in order to do it for the $1,050, I would need to give you that money to that.
That would be one-off payment up front, yes, sir.
And just trust that that this company won't disappear.
Absolutely. You'll be getting the agreement signed from our side. You'll be getting a paid invoice from our side. The company has been working for 12 years, and for just $1,000, I won't put my company's reputation in jeopardy. You can read our reviews on Trustpilot. You can search us online. All right, there are a lot of things that you can review about us. We are in process of bringing in some video testimonials from our paid clients. Hopefully not this week, but by the next week or maybe by the start of next month, I would have those lined up. So I'll share them with you too. They would give you much more better idea of what type of a company you're dealing with. But in the meanwhile, you would understand the process yourself. So you would agree that, you know, you've made the right decision. In online business, trust is a factor. I'm not asking you to give me all of your trust. You know, don't give me 100% of your trust and start with elite $18,000. Start with basics, all right? Give me 1% of your trust. Let me show you my services. Once you're satisfied, as I said, there's a whole world that I can talk to you about.
So, okay, and so what is the – and I don't mind. I'm just curious. What is the difference between the Content Hub and Gnome book writing?
Content Hub LLC takes care of everything from top to bottom. Content Hub LLC takes care of books, articles, blogs, newsletters, you can say, Wikipedia writing, you can say, email writing, creating portfolios, business portfolios, what we talk about. So Content Hub LLC takes care of everything that's related to the content, even the website content. If you have a website, you need someone to write the content, Content Hub LLC will be responsible. Gnome Book Writing is a brand that falls under the umbrella of Content Hub LLC. It's only designed for people who are looking for books, who are looking for services related to the book, like book editing, writing, proofreading, formatting, publishing, marketing itself.
Like me. Like I would be a prime example of...
Exactly. You got it. You would fall under Gnome Book Writing, and if you have something like, let's say, for example, you have another order, you want to place an order for website content writing, so that would go under Content Hub LLC. It's the same company. It's the same team. It's like divided in umbrellas, all right, just for our securities, for our things over here. It's nothing related to you. You would fall under Gnome Book Writing, but it's the same company. I would be the same person over the phone. Account manager would be the same person.
I understand. It's just a division.
Just to keep it things in simple and easiest way, because our writing teams over here are very, we have a team of 250 in-house writers, I told you earlier. So we need to divide them properly in order to cater the business, you know, at a longer run.
Okay. All right. Well, let's sign up. Let's do it.
All right. So there are two methods to go and get you started on this. One would be that you can come online. I can give you a secure payment link. You can take care of the order process from there. Or the second way would be that I can collect your card information over the phone, and we can do it over the phone. I can give you the confirmations right then and there, whatever you're comfortable
with. Well, why don't you give me the link, and I've got my computer in front of me.
Absolutely, sir. I would love to. The same way we'll do it, if you can come up on our live chat session, I just want to confirm a few details very quickly, and I'll give you the link right there.
Okay, hang on one second here.
Sure.
Okay. What was the site again? It was Content Hub. Let's see.
LLC.com. It's completely one.
Yeah.
No hyphens, no dash, no pause.
Right. All right, I gotcha. Okay. Content Hub. LLC.com. Okay, so I'm on this here. Now what are you saying doing?
Okay, now let me just invite you back again like we did over the live chat before. Just typing a message.
Yeah,
over here
you are.
Are you there?
Yep, got it.
Yep, message, fantastic. Now let me just confirm the basic information very quickly. First of all, your name as an author, it would go as James Daniel, or is there any different name or any middle initial you would like to add?
That's it.
That's it? All right. Then we have your email address, the right one, as jimdanielemail@gmail.com.
Correct.
And your best number to reach you on would be 706-714-1236. Any other alternate
Correct.
Number you'd like to update, work number, wife number?
That's it right there.
That's it? All right, fantastic. Let me just create your application, add the discounts to it. Give me a very quick moment, and I'll give you the secure payment link so you can complete the order process. I will be with you over the phone. As soon as you're done, I'll give you the confirmations right then and there, and we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay.
Fantastic. Stay with me over the phone. Let me just give you a secure payment link. In the meanwhile, you can grab your cards handy. Whichever card you want to use, we accept Visa, Master, and American Express.
Okay.
All right, I'm putting in hold. Hold on. All right, here you go. I've given you a secure payment link. There with me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. You can click on it. It would ask you to fill out your billing information with your card details. Just make sure to enter the billing address, which is associated with the bank for this card. And once you're done with it, either it would give you a green check that's gone through, or either it would say no to it, whatever it is, do update me. I'll confirm you right then and there if you receive it or not.
This is funny. Whoever set up the secure paying thing, you know, that's right here that I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
It just says first name. It doesn't
first
say full name.
It says okay, first name over there. Then when you click on pay to card, it might ask you for the full name again. This, I guess, is better. Yes, you're right. Actually, I noticed this the first time. You're right.
I'm
sorry.
A smart kid.
I didn't get this thing fixed. I'm sorry for that. And thank you very much for indicating this. This is the first time I've noticed this. And every client has been paying.
I don't care. It's okay. Should I maybe just try to write my full name there, though?
Yep. You can enter your full name.
Maybe it's supposed to,
the same
maybe
name
it's supposed to say... Maybe it's supposed to say full name instead of first name.
Yeah, this is what the error is. This is what I said. It's a typo. They were supposed to write full name, but I guess they wrote first name.
Yeah. Okay. And, okay, yeah, cool. Content Hub service charge mail. Okay, hold on. Card number. Okay. Okay, you got it.
Okay, give. All right, James, still with me?
Yeah, still with you.
Seems like it's done. Yes, it seems the payment has been confirmed. So warm welcome on board from my end with Bloomberg waiting for this call.
Wonderful.
All right, fantastic. Now, as a next step, let me give you the order ID against the payment. Give me a very quick moment. I'm generating one. Please note that down very carefully. It's against your payment that you've made. So just secure order ID, you can copy it down.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second here.
Yep.
Okay, hold on here. Okay. Sorry, did you send it to me on
the chat? You can just copy it from there.
Hey, help. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't, I've got, what in the world? So I've got a weird.
Weird message?
Yeah, hang on. I'm looking at this. Just hold on.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. I don't know what in the world that is. All right.
Is everything okay?
Well, I got some sort of email thing that popped up. It was weird. Okay, so yeah, so let's see.
Okay.
You're saying copy that is what you...
Yep, copy that. Put it on a very secure piece of paper. All right, this is your order ID against the transaction that you have made. All right, so this might be useful, you know, later down the road in the process. So just save that with you, and I'll put it up in your file as well. Now, as a next step, let me go ahead and deliver you the payment agreement with the list of services that we have agreed to. They would also hold the clauses for your NDA to put you in the safest corner as being an author. I would need you to review it, sign it, send it back to me over here so I can attach it with your form. And a paid invoice would be attached along in the same email. All right, so you can put it in your email, you can save it, and allow me a good time. I can ask my account manager to call you to give you a welcome call and get you on board and, you know, get the things rolling for you.
Probably anytime.
Anytime.
I don't have a,
about
yeah.
10 to 15 minutes from now. Would that be okay? Would you be available?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. Let me go and assign you one of my best account managers, and let me see if she's available. Give me a very quick moment. Let me see if she's available. I'll confirm you right away. Hold on. All right, seems like the best account manager is over a phone call with one of our best clients. All right, so she'll call you back in about 20 minutes from now. All right, I hope that's okay with you.
Of course.
Fantastic. All right, she would welcome you on board. She would go and guide you on the process. In the meanwhile, I'm sending you the confirmations. Do go ahead, have a look at it. Anything which is a question, anything which is, you know, concern for you, shoot me a text, write me an email. You know the best way to contact me is a live chat session. Come over there, ask for Daniel Garcia, and I'll be there with you.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much once again for your patience, your trust in us. And as I said, you know, we'll make it a great book ahead. Appreciate that. And a warm welcome on board once again from my end.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
No problem, buddy. Speak to you soon again. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.